This is the brief on the battle for control and consent in AI. From tech giants to global regulators, this week exposed a massive collision over who actually owns the raw data powering AI, whether that's corporate hardware secrets or, well, your actual face. First, we've got a massive corporate clash. Apple just sued OpenAI in federal court, alleging they stole trade secrets at every level to build their conversational device. With OpenAI scooping up over 400 former Apple employees, this feels less like a standard lawsuit and kind of more like a corporate heist movie. Second, this fight is coming straight for your personal likeness. Meta launched this opt-out face editing tool on Instagram, but killed it in just 4 days after Hollywood unions pushed back. Meanwhile, the US military ruled out an exam room AI globally that flat out refuses to listen without your spoken, out loud consent. So why does it take Hollywood to protect your face while the military sets the gold standard for asking permission? Finally, the regulatory clock is ticking. Companion chatbots are the busiest area of US state AI law right now. We've got 14 states passing rules, with Hawaii and Missouri facing July 15 deadlines. Meanwhile, Europe kept one strict rule for August 2. Every chatbot has to explicitly say it's a machine. The US plays a patchwork game, while Europe drops a continent-wide hammer. The Wild West era of AI is ending, and the ultimate fight is simply over who holds the default settings. You've got to pay close attention to who's actually asking for permission, because the machines are officially moving in.